It's time for our weekly conversation with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. Get an update on the markets this week. Roy, we haven't talked to you here in a few weeks. Never found out how your trip to Canada went.
Our trip to Canada was great. I was up there and did a meeting 2 weeks ago yesterday and then was home the next day. And, you know, it's really good to get out and see farmers in other places, and in this case, in a different country. But you know what? We all think a lot alike, and my wife and I sort of extended that and made a vacation out of it too. So we really did have a good time.
So then, when you got back, right back into the thick of it, taking a look at the markets, pretty strong soybean market for this time of year, right?
It is, and you know that's what we would expect. Actually, well, the last full day I was in Canada, the soybean market was down 40 cents a bushel, and since then it's just come back really strong and got back all of it lost, and then about 20 cents besides. And you know, that's a function of the psychology of the market players trying to figure out just exactly how much this soybean crop was hurt in various locations by different kinds of weather. Some places too hot and dry, and some places too wet. The normal seasonal price pattern in corn in August is just kind of flat, up some days, down some days, and that's certainly what we've had here, especially like yesterday where we had soybeans were up a dime and up quite a bit more than that at one point, and the corn market was up and down but ended up just about where it started. So, you know, we look forward now to the next market maker being that government crop report on the 12th of September.
I would imagine something else that plays into a producer's marketing strategy is where they're going to put this bumper crop of corn and soybeans in storage spaces at a premium, huh?
Absolutely. You know, that's, I guess, the biggest thing. And, you know, I've been saying that for a long time, that if you're going to plant extra corn, you better have a place figured out to put it. Because if we have a lot of extra acres and you have normal yields, why, the storage is going to be at a premium now. You know, there'd be some areas where the yields are going to be down, and like right here in Cass County where I am, I think, you know, we're looking at average yields and no extra corn was planted, and I don't think it's probably going to be a big problem finding storage space here. But up there in northeast Nebraska where you are, or if you get out into central Nebraska where they've had plenty of rain this summer and more acres of corn, then it definitely will be a problem.
Starting next week, we get into the month of September. Talk a little bit about some strategies for the first week in September.
The big thing that I look at is the soybean market, the September crop report, which comes out on the 12th. It normally changes the psychology of the soybean market. And the week before, we get this kind of a build-up, kind of an anticipation that there's problems out there. And then when the September crop report comes around, a lot of times it'll confirm that we've got a pretty good crop coming, and the psychology changes fairly fast from positive to negative. So one of the standard strategies that I show people is that if you're going to take beans to the elevator at harvest time and you want to sell those, it's better to forward price them on the day or two before the September crop report, which in this case would be the 10th or 11th. About 8 years out of 10, the price is better then than it is the first week in October, which is kind of the height of soybean harvest. And then the other possibility is to store them for short-term gain there on what I call the dead cat bounce. And I think the opportunity is going to be there this year for that dead cat bounce to be bigger than normal, just because we've got so many fewer acres of beans.
Very good. For producers that want more information, where do they go?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
Very good, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, I'll be back.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith, with the weekly update on the markets here on 840 Country KTIC.